Blog Talk Radio.
No, we'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Do you have the time to listen to me whine? Love that other than everything on our own.
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out.
And I think Herm Edwards summed it up with that, didn't he, J-Man?
He sure as hell did.
And hello, everybody. This is Matt Mann coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere 404 miles to my right, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. It's you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. We've only got 30 minutes, Matt. Let's go.
Okay. There's going to be a football game, and we're going to have a party, and thank you very much. Hello.
Pick up the pace. No dilly-dallying this week.
That's right. No shenanigans.
No lollygaggers.
That's right.
So how's it going,
how
Matt?
Are you I'm fine, and how are you doing there, Mr. J?
I'm doing just fine. I almost bit the dust today out there on the ice-covered parking lot, or since it is about to be the Super Bowl, the frozen tundra.
Of Redneckville, Arkansas.
Yes. They don't do anything to our parking lot. They don't salt it or anything, and the city doesn't salt the road that comes down here to the apartment complex anymore. They used to, and then when people would drive in, they would track all the salt up, and it would help clear the parking lot. But none of that happens anymore. So we have this ice over parking lot, and I almost went down today. I did the old arms flailing around in the circle and the silly face, and but I stayed up and I kept my dignity there, kind of.
You were like Don Quixote, and you looked like a windmill, didn't you?
Exactly.
Now, see, as you said on your most recent post on Everyday J, we had it better. Someone always has it better.
Yeah, worse. But, yeah, everybody's always
really
got...
Good. Our city crews are really good, and the place here is pretty good, too. So I can't complain about that. So, well, there you go.
Yeah, they won't do anything here. They say, oh, if we salt the sidewalks and then it refreezes and somebody falls, they could sue us. And I'm like, oh, bullshit. But
yeah, plus
whatever.
If we do it once, you'll expect it every time.
That too.
But anyway, we've only got 30 minutes now because BTR has screwed all their loyal show hosts. So we got to get to the Super Bowl. However, you know, events are turning on a dime and they're getting ugly, and we really do have to cover what's going on in Egypt.
Oh, we do, because, you know, we have the IWS News Bureau, and we are live, local, and late breaking.
As always.
And, as always. And so we sent one of our top-notch correspondents to Cairo, actually. Yeah, he rode in the cargo area of the plane that took Katie Couric over, but he got there.
Yes, he did, I guess. That's great. Very good. Always throwing me a curveball. But anyway, our Peabody Award-winning Dutch correspondent, Guy on Your Dick, has a report from Cairo, so let's listen to that right now.
Jay, Matchman, Guy on Your Dick here, coming to you live from the bloody and couscous festooned streets of Cairo, Egypt. The protests are turning uglier by the minute, as evidenced by the fact that I just witnessed a big, strapping Egyptian man named Mustafa turn Anderson Cooper into his own personal hand puppet. The expression on Mr. Cooper's face during this unfortunate incident was a triduum of fear and pain with a hint of pleasure. I have managed to avoid such attacks by blending in with the Caironistas, by wearing the same clothes as the locals, and I have plenty of food on hand, as I have stashed a box of Cracker Jacks inside my fez. Throughout the streets, you can hear groups of Egyptians chanting, "Death to Mubarak, death to oppression," yet the loudest chants of all are coming from groups of people screaming, "Death to Keith Olbermann." I conducted an exclusive interview with President Mubarak earlier today, but as our interpreter came down with the case of Cleopatra's revenge after eating some bad lamb, I have no one to translate it, so it's merely gibberish to English-speaking, lighter-skinned Westerners like you and I. I'm going to toss it back to you in the studios now, because I see what appears to be a group of angry pro-Mubarak protesters headed toward me, and they're wielding sharpened shanks of goat cheese and brick-filled falafels. Gotta go now. Bye-bye. Nasra, have to go.
Wow.
I hope he's okay.
I know. That sounded a bit abrupt.
Yeah. I mean, you saw what they did to Anderson Cooper.
What's that?
I mean, you know, you saw what they did to Anderson Cooper, so.
I know. They messed his hair up.
They did. you know, I mean, and of course, I mean, well, allegedly. I mean, I'm not saying that that was all set up or anything like that. I'm just saying that, you know, you know, he came off looking really good and worked out all right for him.
Yeah, I didn't see a hair out of place.
But yeah. I'm
glad that Guy is there taking the time to cover the revaluation of the Islamic empire throughout the Middle East.
There's a lot of revaluating.
Yeah, I know. We want that Egyptian guinea and the Jordanian diner to, you know, yeah, be on equal footing with the Chinese yuan and the American dollar.
Exactly. In fact, that's what this is all about.
Yes, it is. People don't know that. You
know, no, they don't realize that it's all about, you know, revaluating the finances.
I'm just glad I'm not an Egyptian adulterer in Egypt.
No.
Because I hate those adulterers.
I know, and you hate getting stoned.
Yes, I do. Well, sort of.
So,
but anyway,
but if,
Dave,
if a certain conservative blogger is listening right now, he knows exactly what we're talking about. And he's nodding
sure he
his
does.
Head. He's saying,
but
yep.
But I'm sure he...
Yep.
I'm sure he's not, because he probably had the minute steak at 4:15 and is already in bed and has been in bed for several hours.
Hit the early bird special at Shoney.
Yeah, that's right. Shoes and shirt. Shoes and shirt. Not required, but appreciated. But
okay.
Since we only have 21 minutes left now, We ought to get into our topic, and today we're talking about the Super Bowl.
We are.
Know you love it.
Yeah, big fan of the whole Super Bowl party thing. The game is actually not the most important part of the day, which is why, and I know that this comes up every year and people, you know, argue it. So it's not an original argument, but which is why the Super Bowl should be moved to Saturday. Because,
that is a great idea.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you've got people, you know, at kickoff at, 5:30 Central Time on Sunday, and people are just, you know, they're drinking all afternoon, and they're gorging on deep-fried foods, and they're drinking all evening. And then they have to get up and go to work on Monday morning, and they, you know, they're hungover, and productivity is near zero. So you have that game on Saturday, you get to do your hangover thing on Sunday, and you're ready to go on to work on Monday.
In fact, on Sundays, they could do a recap of all the hilarious commercials that we see.
Oh, absolutely. Well, yeah, they could spend the whole day on SportsCenter just, you know, analyzing the game. You know, talking about how the team with the fewest turnovers is the team that usually wins, and all the other cliches that they throw out
and
there.
How the team with the fewer points lost.
Happens every time.
It's wacky like that.
Yep. But, and of course, the other bonus would be that, you know, the game is, you know, you're wanting the game to be viewed all over the world. So if you play it on Saturday, it'll be kickoff like at 7:30 a.m. in Tokyo on a Sunday morning. What else are people going to do at 7:30 on a Sunday morning in Tokyo? They watch the Super Bowl.
Right.
Same thing all over China. And then, of course, you know, but if you play the game on Sunday night, they're watching that game on Monday morning, and they can't because those people actually go to work and, you know, do work when they get there.
Of course, if it's played on Saturday, those people in Israel couldn't watch it because, you know, that's the Sabbath. And there are Jewish football players.
Yeah, well, except Sage Rosenfeld's out of the league, so.
But, you know, one of the best things about the Super Bowl, and we talked about this in our less intensive show prep meeting, because, you know, we only do a half hour now, so we only have to be half as intense when we do our show
exactly.
prep.
Exactly. And half is prepared.
Nothing like a good Super Bowl party, though. And that's what it's all about anymore. I mean, it's an event. It's not just the game. It is the party. And that's what puts, I don't know, a big hug around America or something like that.
Well, you know, everybody gathers together and we celebrate what it is, what's great about being Americans, and
it's
that
like
is, you know, yeah, eating a lot, drinking a lot, and watching people beat the hell out of each other
exactly.
on the field. But so we could get into some of the things that are good to have at your Super Bowl party, and as I always tell people, it's important that the food is easy to handle. It's got to be, you know, bite-sized food because people are drunk and you don't want them, you don't want them dropping stuff all day.
Right. And when you say that, the number one thing on my list that comes to mind is pizza rolls. Always a good go-to food or something.
Excellent. Big fan of pizza rolls or little pizzas that you can make up like on English muffins. If you
oh,
ever, you know, make those. Very yummy.
Oh,
put
yeah,
the little sauce and the pepperoni
yeah,
and the beef and the sausage.
Yep. A little cheese, a little pizza sauce. Throw them in the toaster oven, the microwave, or the oven, and you're good to go.
Right. Don't put any veggies on there. We don't want to ruin this day with vegetables. Now, I know that the women who come to the party will bring the little the ranch dressing and raw cauliflower and broccoli stuff, you know. So just let them do that.
And they can eat it.
Exactly. Oh yeah, they will, because it's a little healthier. It's vegetables and it's raw. Probably organic.
Raised by a free range chicken.
Exactly.
I thought of this one. Mini corn dogs.
Excellent. Excellent. And you know, if you don't like the frozen corn dogs, you can make your own little corn dog-esque with the little Vienna sausages wrapped in the bacon, and then wrap that up with a croissant.
And that sounds very good, except for the fact that you interjected Vienna sausages into the conversation, because those things are just disgusting.
I don't know how you can have a party without the teeny weenies. I mean, that's what they're there for. You got the barbecue, you got the bacon wrapped, you know, and you got the hot. Some people like the hot ones.
And then you've got all that goo that surrounds the Vienna sausage. You know, Spam got rid of the goo. Why can't Vienna sausages get rid of the goo?
Oh, my God. So I guess you're going to, like, tell people to, like, fry up some pieces of Spam and put them on a club cracker and chow down on that?
Yes.
Oh, God. What, are you trying to kill them?
With a piece of Velveeta on top.
Well, I can't argue with you on the Velveeta. That's
there you go.
Food.
I hate when people say cheddar is better. Screw that.
No. No, it's okay to take the Cheese Whiz, you know,
and put that on your
cracker. But the Velveeta is good, and of course, Rotel dip is just wonderful.
Very good, yes.
That's always.
I'll tell you what, and I thought about this, and it just came to my mind after we did our half intensive show prep. One thing I really like, and actually my ex-wife made it for me all the time, she would take black olives that had no pits in them and stuff them with cream cheese.
Yuck.
What?
Yeah. I'm not a big black olive fan, although I know that's very popular. And I know that Dennis Kucinich would be very leery of eating something like that.
Yes, he would.
He would hate to have to sue you for
$150,000. No one else got it, but I did.
He would have to sue you for $150,000 if he broke the crown on that or something.
Oh, God.
Something else that I like at parties. Our Parmesan chicken tenders. Have you ever had these?
Oh,
you take your chicken tender, and you know, you roll it around in some Italian seasoning, and then you dip it in the usually buttermilk, and then you roll it around in the Parmigian, and then you either cook it in the oven or deep fry it, and it's delicious. It's just quality stuff right there.
Oh, no doubt. And I'm sure Dour Mike likes them. Don't you, Mike?
That and fried pickles.
Oh, yeah. Love fried pickles.
Yep, deep fried pickles. You really, yep. You know, like I said, this is America. Anything deep fried is going to be a good party, party pleaser. And tacos.
I like tacos.
I like tacos. Don't about creepy Eric.
Yeah, he's a creep.
But I tell you what, speaking of the Super Bowl, we have a live remote from
you're kidding?
North Texas. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't.
And, of course, you know, if you've been watching ESPN, it's not Fort Worth, it's not Arlington, it's not Dallas, it's North Texas. Anyway, we sent our very own Marty Martstein down there, and he
I love him.
He got himself one of the biggest parties of the week. So let's check
great.
In with Marty.
This will be good.
Hey, guys. Marty Martstein reporting live from the Jerry Jones party here at Cowboys Stadium. Everyone who is anyone is here. Warren Beatty, Tom Hanks, Bill Gates, Sophia Loren, every goddamn one of the Kardashians. They're all here. But you know who isn't here? Keith Olbermann. How did Mr. I'm So Fucking Superior not get this assignment? Huh? I guess he's not so special after all. Even Bill O'Reilly and that wussy little pipsqueak Tucker Carlson is here. But no Keith, poor guy. Anyway, I need to get back to enjoying the Russian caviar and the champagne while schmoozing with J.K. Rowling. Do either of you know if she's single? Just asking. Oh, and there's this game this weekend, too. The Packers and the Steelers. Yeah, it's looking like it's going to be a great game. They're just going to be a real battle, a real classic. Anyway, Elizabeth Hurley just came in, so guys, I'm out of here. Back to you. Bye, Keith.
Wow, Marty's ripping it up, baby.
Yeah, and you know they're both still into Keith a little. I don't know. I think they're taking that whole thing just a little too personally, don't you?
There's still a little tension amongst the staff.
Just a little. Keith is actually, I saw Keith was tweeting a minute ago, and but he's not. But he's not listening. And again, Keith, come on, asshole.
After all we've done for him.
I know it. After all the publicity we've given him. And all the support. So,
and what
anyway. Heartache.
Exactly.
All right, as the clock continues to tick down quickly here, we're inside of seven minutes
kidding.
Left.
We only have 8 minutes left.
So, I guess we'll... we've got a few of the there's always the liquid refreshments, and
of course
we're going to invite Sandra Lee to bring those over because she's quite the lush. But
she knows how to decorate a drink.
Yes, she does, and decorate herself and the room.
I just hope she doesn't bring Andrew with her.
he's a downer.
He is big dour guy.
No fun at all.
I know. You know,
it'd be sitting in the corner watching her, counting how many drinks she has.
Yeah.
You know,
it'd be better if she brought Carl Palladino with her.
Carl'd be a great party guy.
Yes, he would. God damn it.
There's not enough tequila in this lemon slush.
That was a bad mark. That was a bad mark. That's a first down. God damn it.
Yeah. Carl will be the only one really watching the game close. Everybody else kicked back. They're talking, eating, having a few drinks. And Paladino's like, Blitz, God damn it. Don't you see him? Kind of an intense
That's
guy.
A quarterback draw. It's a quarterback draw. Oh, yeah. He'd be a hoot.
So who you got in the big?
Well, before I get to that, just a shout out to Kim Fragile. She was going to do a report, Jay. And she was interviewing Ben Roethlisberger, but she was...
Oh, no.
She was interviewing him at a bar, and the last I heard, they left together, and no one has seen either of them since. So
we're gonna get sued. I can feel it.
I know.
Yes. We better get our lawyer on the line.
I know. Oh my God, it's not good. Let's get into our picks since we have like 5.5 minutes left.
Okay, and of course, since we're talking football.
I think we need to hear from that football guru, the one and only Nipsey Russell.
Nipsey Russell, America's poet laureate. He is a huge football fan, and so he did us a little rhyme for this game. It's the Steelers and the Packers in Super Bowl 45, a game that the whole world will watch live. The winner is almost impossible to pick. We just hope Big Ben doesn't rape some chick. Allegedly. Anyway, who you got?
Oh my God.
Okay. I'll start.
Thank you.
I'm basically rooting for the Packers because I think that I just like Aaron Rodgers. I like the Packers. I don't dislike the Steelers necessarily, although I don't like Ben Roethlisberger. But I think that I'm thinking the Steelers will probably win the game.
Oh my God. That was the best Nipsey ever. Oh my God. The Steelers, as I went over to see my kid today, Rhino. And
Leap and Larry.
Yeah, I went to see Leap and Larry. the Steelers, they're just a team of beasts. I mean, that is a strong team. But for no other reason, I just think the Packers are going to win. I don't know why.
Well, you know, it's the Packers' speed versus the Steelers' size and intimidation factor, and playing indoors, on the field turf. I could see the Packers.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think if the Packers can just halfway decently run the ball, it'll take some pressure off Rodgers, and they can outscore the Steelers.
Yeah. I think if the Packers win, they win pretty big. But I think if it's a really close game late, the Steelers will win because the Packers tend to lose close games and the Steelers tend to win close games. Although when it's over, you have no idea how they did it.
But I will tell you this. Whoever scores the most points will be the Super Bowl champion.
Absolutely. In fact, that's one of the prop bets you should be able to get in Vegas. You know, will the team with the most points win? Yes or no?
I only wish Brent Musburger was covering this game.
Well, he's covering it for the wise guys somewhere. You know, the first prop bet is Christina Aguilera doing the national anthem. The over-under is at 1:56.
Oh, God, she's hot.
Yeah, I think it's going over too. She'll drag that song out well over 2 minutes probably.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we're down inside. We're at 45 seconds here.
Which
so we'll
nice
wrap things up on
just,
the live
just
show.
Got a, it's great that the show's almost over because we just got a new guest in the chat room.
Welcome, guest. anyway, we'll... of course, we're going to find out here in 30 seconds if it will allow us to continue to record after the 30-minute mark.
And you know it won't.
It probably won't. But we'll take the call from Mike real quick in case it does, though. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
10 seconds. we'll see if it. We're going to see if it lets us record afterwards. If not,
I thought I'd call in as a test.
Of course you did. And you're going to write it down in your diary, aren't you?
I'll post it.
Okay. Well, we're needing some material.
Yeah.
Well, we're no longer live streaming, but we're still talking. Oh. So
Clay P just come on the chat room.
Yeah, good job, Clay. Glad you could get around to that.
He thinks he's
it's
coming in for
that
the
I
last
didn't
half
give him
hour.
Enough notice. No, I only talked to him 2 hours ago.
Not quite enough lead time. You know, that computer was all the way across the room.
Exactly.
Okay, well, it's off.
Yeah, it's off.
We're still
here.
It's
no longer. So it does continue. Apparently, it continues to record. It doesn't say it's recording. I said show is on, but not streaming. So, yeah, it is recording, which means it'll be on
but
in
I'll
the archives.
I don't care if it's recording or not. We're talking to Mike.
That's
true.
And Clay just left.
Clay was going, "What? I guess they didn't do the show." What the heck, man? He told me he was going to do the show a couple hours ago.
Freaking liar.
He's scrolling through his Twitter timeline just to make sure.
The first time I tried to call in, I got a busy signal, and I thought, whoa, man, they took the phone number away from him.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, no. My bad was because everyone was calling in. The lines were jammed.
Jammed. Well, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Promo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the... So.
Okay.
But didn't get a chance to squeeze it in, Matt, but since it is the archives, and some people will be listening on the archives tomorrow night, Saturday night, Sunday night. Monday is Matt Mann's birthday for everybody out
Damn
there
right.
listening to the archives. February 7th, he turns 35. And I would just like for all the ladies out there to I'd like for you to send Matt some nudie pictures of yourself, not of stuff you find online, because he can find naked pictures online all by himself. But anyway, that would be my birthday present to him and your birthday present to him. We'll team up. I asked you and you did it type thing.
If they can't send it to him, they can send it to you, and you'll get it on to him, right?
I'll forward that right on along. Anybody wants to email me at all, it's jayman3768@gmail.com.
I appreciate you doing some quality control, Jay.
I'm there for you. But are you having a pool party, Mike?
Oh, I'm going to one.
Really?
I'm
so
excited about that.
Well, it's at a local casino. Somebody, a friend said, I'm having a party. Oh, what time at your house? No, not at my house. The casino.
Oh, we don't want you to come to our house.
I'm hoping somebody else is there besides me.
Well, you can hit the slot machines then. Play some bingo.
I'm not a gambler type.
Play some Keno, maybe?
Went to Vegas and didn't even gamble a penny.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
How are the showgirls?
Didn't go to any of the shows either.
What did you do in Vegas, Mike?
We went to... the dam.
How were the buffets?
The one I went to made me sick, so got to spend about a half a day in the room. So I really had a great time there.
Sounds like it.
I'm going back again as soon as I can.
Of course you are.
Guys, Clay just showed up on Twitter asking what happened to us.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
Hey, give him the number and see if he can call in after the fact.
All right.
That'd be a test.
It sure would, Mike.
As long as we're testing things.
Okay, I just told him to see if he can call in now. Of course, he may not get that tweet for 2 more hours.
Well, he's got his wood carvings to do. He's in the middle of a totem pole.
That would be pretty cool.
I know.
So did you lose power this week, Mike?
No, nothing.
Oh, really?
This is a big bust. All the hype and BS that the weather people were playing with themselves, and nothing happened.
Well, I don't know. Well, you know, kind of hot.
Catcher dude's mom lost power for, what, a day and a half, I think?
Really?
She said. Really? Yeah. She's somewhere in that general area. Probably not in as nice a neighborhood as you, though. That's probably what it is.
Well, Jay, Mike could probably tell us what kind of neighborhood she's in because he can Google map it.
He can Google map Catcher Dude's
if
mom
I had
and track
any
her.
Any idea where she was, I'd do it just for the hell of it. I'd Google her.
Just for the hell of it. Google. It's always the quiet ones like you, Mike.
Uh-huh. He'd be in there, you know, late at night, the Google Street View. I think that's probably her right
looking
there.
In the window.
Yeah, let me see if I can zoom in on the house. You got the front
Google
bedroom.
Google window view.
Looks like a 3-bedroom, 2-bath ranch. 2-car garage. Older neighborhood, larger lot. Oh, look at that. They drive a truck.
And the license number is?
See if I can get that license plate number.
Oh, God.
Well, I may have to get it. Too bad it's Matt's birthday Monday. If it was yours, I'd get you that I Support Single Moms t-shirt.
No.
So what are you saying, Mike? You're not giving me anything?
It's getting you heartache.
I thought about you when I saw the police never think it's as funny as you do t-shirt. I was thinking about you on that one.
That's not bad. I kind of like that.
Well, let's see. Clay doesn't seem to be responding to me on Twitter. Twitter's really not that slow. I mean, it's.
Oh no, he said no shows scheduled within the next 24 hours.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that just popped up. Well, so I guess you have to call in before the buzzer goes off.
Buzzer, yeah.
Thanks a lot, Clay.
Well, it was a good test. Thanks, Clay. Thanks, Clay, for the test. Now we know.
Now we know. That's right, Mike.
That's sort of like, I'm looking through my stuff here, and
that doesn't sound good.
Procrastination.
Huh? I'm all
hard
over
work.
That.
Hard work often pays off every time, but laziness always pays off now. See, he was lazy. It paid off. He doesn't have to talk to us.
Yeah, you know these people who wait to the very last second. You know, I'm talking about
those
that.
People.
Those people, man, I tell you.
I know. They drive me nuts.
Well, I'm looking at, what was I looking at? The gym that I wanted to join. Jay's everyday Jay Tumblr.
I'd sit over there on the exercise bike and watch them work out for hours and hours and hours.
Hours and hours.
Yeah.
But Mike, I see you, Mike, as more of a medicine ball man.
Medicine ball.
Working those abs.
I'm thinking I'd even wear that pink outfit.
Yeah, that reminds me. So, you know, working the abs and stuff. I think Merrill Hodge this afternoon on ESPN was talking about Rashad Mendenhall, and he said that he has great upper body strength.
Really? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. I think that's just right along the belt line is where he's the strongest. Now, Clay wants to know if the show was dropped to 30 minutes. Yeah, we mentioned that like for each of the last 3 weeks, but that's okay.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's possible that he missed that.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's the most Clay I have talked in a long time.
Well, he is in Georgia.
Yeah.
So he's got an excuse.
Yeah, and the Weirdo King just retweeted the "We're on live right now." So.
Yeah.
more great timing. Thanks, buddy.
Oh my God.
I think I'm starting to see one of our problems here, Matt.
As I told you when the show started, why do I think no one's going to listen? I am prophetic. If nothing else.
But I think I think long about 10:35, 10:40, we probably would have had a crowd show up.
So you picked the wrong half hour of your show.
No, the wrong half hour picked us.
So we're not allowed to do prime time here on the network.
But we do have Mike.
We have Mike, so we're okay.
And all I can say is, I don't know.
I don't know what to say.
I'm
really good, Mike.
And I messed around with Talk Shoe, and it didn't seem to want to work. I don't know if I was just missing something obvious or what. I even decided to try to go live just for the heck of it because I was there. And at the top of the screen, it said, "You are the host," but nothing was happening. I couldn't do anything.
Maybe you did go live and didn't know it.
No, because I checked. Nothing. There was no. When I tried to replay it, and it was.
Well, we've had a couple shows like that.
Yeah.
Mainly due to me.
Well, that's true. We had a couple of those. But if it had gone live, anybody who was listening in archives would have heard me going, "Am I on the fucking air? What the fuck, man? Nothing's fucking working."
Oh, my God.
Oh, this fucking sucks. But I may try it out again, and if we can figure it out, we could do that in prime time.
We'd be cute in prime time.
Yeah, well, I think so.
We'd be bigger than American Idol.
Well, have you thought about doing another show at 10:30? Or can you even trick them into doing that, like two shows in a row?
No, you'd have to have two separate accounts. Each account gets one show per day. Yeah, I know. We got two people here, but that's not the point.
Yeah. I'm just going to go, and? Too much work?
Couldn't we do the Matt show with Jay and then the Jay show with Matt?
Exactly.
We could. We could do one from 10 to 10:30 and one from 10:30 to, well, I'd have to, the one hosting the second show would have to hang up at 5 till and then turn around and call into their own show. But, yeah, we could do that.
Oh,
and then everybody would, and then our